Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While the war rages in Ukraine, the hammer is dropping on the mask and vaccine Nazis. And I'm going to tell you, if you're paying attention, if you haven't been snookered by all the things that they're trying to get you to take a look at, you will find out the bad news for the left, which is they were lying. I told you this many times. I didn't need a degree in epidemiology or virology in order to figure this out. Common sense was more than enough, and I only used about 2% of my common sense. Welcome back. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Dr. Fauci the Fraud says he expects to be the target of a GOP witch hunt if Republicans get control of Congress in the 2020 midterms. I think he means when they do. He says, it's the Benghazi hearings all over again. That's what he said to the Washington Post. Because Republicans are going to compel him through subpoenas to give up the information about his funding of gain-of-function research, as well as what we are beginning to find out that you're going to find out this very episode. Let me tell you, I've been dying to talk about this, but because we've got Russia and Ukraine and all the misinformation of that, and of course, Hunter Biden's laptop, which we now know what that's about, and as I said, domino after domino starting to fall, and this is just one more. People are beginning to wake up. And what's funny, I told you guys, there were some ladies, a couple of them, they were writing to me, Kevin, you got to quit putting misinformation out. You're killing people. No, I wasn't. I was saving people's lives by coming on this very show and telling people, look, here are the numbers. Don't you find it odd when they're making, if you die with COVID but not of COVID, they pay people off $39,000 to put it on there. They ask everybody, do you have it? You could go in there with your lung hanging out of your side, and they would say you died of COVID if you happened to die. I don't want to tell you how to use your common sense, but I'll tell you, my meter kicked in pretty quick and early on. Well, I said the same thing in it, quick and early on. Okay, quick and thick. How about that? They'll try to beat me up in public, he says, but there'll be nothing there. It'll distract me from doing my job. That's what it's doing right now. That's what Fauci said out of his own mouth. And you know what he's telling you? You know the rule. They'll try to beat me up in public. They will beat me up in public. He says there'll be nothing there. Yeah, because there'll be something there. He will get beat up in public because there will be something there. That's how you translate liberal speak. It will distract me from doing my job. He means lying to the American people, talking about the, quote, science of it all. And he says, no, they're distracting me now. Well, you know what? The world is opened up. Nobody misses Fauci. And the people who are still wearing your mask, you're fools. You look foolish. You're just virtue signaling. Now there's a whole group of people that are like, you're not protecting us because you're no longer wearing your mask. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's go back 2 years and a little bit more, maybe around 2 years. Were you wearing a mask? Oh, so how long you been alive? 40 years? You've been wearing a mask for 2 years. So what are you? Were you a super spreader for 40 years? It didn't exist then, Kevin. Well, other communicable diseases did. I didn't see you wrapping your face in a diaper then. And look, I don't want to say anything bad about these Nazis that would attack me on the show. You're passing misinformation. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm not trying to, you know, disparage them more than just saying, how dare you contact me and tell me this is what you are supposed to say. You must tell the people this. Says who, Hitler? I don't have to tell the people anything. I know with my common sense what I should be telling people. You want to tell people stuff? Get your own show. And now here's what I told people. Be discerning. Think about it for yourself. I don't care ultimately what you do, but I'm telling you why I won't. And do the people that got vaccines, God bless you, man. I hope you survive. I hope everything goes well. The data doesn't show that it will, but I pray for your survival, and I pray you have a good life. I pray that things go well for you, that you get your, you know, now I don't want to say your just reward, because that sounds like I'm trying to wish you to be dead. But I really do. I wish nothing but the best for you. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I don't think you made the right decision. But it's your decision to make. And we can, you know, live with it or die with it. It's okay. But I'm not mad at you. But the people that were like, you should be telling people this, and you better get your shot, man. And I don't want to be around you. And I want you arrested. And I want you killed. And I don't want you to have medical treatment. And I hope they starve you to death. Screw you. I hope all you people get exactly what you wish for me. Because, see, I never wish that for anybody. I just wanted people to have the truth. And let me tell you, you're going to learn that I was right. They were wrong. Like I said, I would love to tell you that this is some genius thing inspired by God. But part of my being able to think the way I do certainly is. But this didn't take a whole lot of thought. Many of you said the same thing. I had a couple of acquaintances tell me, Kev, I almost got the shot, man, but you made me think about it. I was like, good, good. And then I did the research like you asked, and this is what a person actually told me. I almost got the shot. We were concerned about it, his family. But we did research, and then we were like, holy cow, fantastic. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. When I give advice to my friends, I tell them all the time. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will tell you what I did. Or if I were in your circumstances, I'd tell you what I would do and why. I want you to have all the data, but that doesn't mean do what I do. By referencing the Benghazi hearings, Fauci obviously was comparing himself to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who, of course, was guilty of getting 4 of her employees killed, and she would have gotten more killed. I saw 13 hours. One of my buddies is one of the dudes that was there. These people don't care about you. They will get you killed and then sit in front of Congress and go, what difference does it make? It's not me. I didn't die. That's the reason that Fauci wants you to believe we're going to go on a witch hunt for him. Well, I hate to break it to him, but we know who the witch is. It's Fauci, the fraud. And everybody that was with him, a complicit media, by the way, the same complicit media that told you there was Russian collusion with Trump, the same complicit media that told you that Hunter Biden's laptop was bogus. And I tweeted the other day, where are these 50 people, these ex-former Secret Service people, whatever they were, that said Hunter Biden's thing was debunked? Take away their pensions. We got a lot to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fauci will retire before the midterms, or certainly shortly thereafter. He will be gone. He will get out of this thing, and in hopes that it will keep him from going to prison, which he probably won't, because he's a leftist scoundrel, and he did what he was supposed to do. But trust me, he'll be gone for the midterms. If the Republicans are anything close, if it looks like they're going to win, Fauci will suddenly retire. He's already given hints. I'm going to tell you, folks, we will never get the real data, but here's the start. And I've talked about this before. The warning bell sounded. Reported spikes in insurance deaths of people between the ages of 25 to 44, and the CDC was finally forced to admit the obvious. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to people, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for getting our show up and running. We start ramping up this time of year. We're putting it out there on Telegram. We're going to put it out there on, what's this other service? I forget. Starts with an S. All these, you know, services that delete the emails and all that. We're putting it out there in Clubhouse. We're putting it everywhere because social media is finally having to admit they're wrong, opening back up. We're back on Twitter. We're building back our presence on Facebook. We're doing all the right things. So I'm just letting you know we're making a full court press in 2022. This must be our year. We're almost a quarter of the way through it. I'll get the math. Don't worry. And I still don't feel like we've made the progress we've made, but we're getting close. We're getting closer every single day. The spikes, folks, proved why Pfizer wanted to withhold vaccine information, the casualties, for 75 years. I'm going to give you these numbers, but when we finish this hour, you are going to be so enlightened. I don't think many people are talking about this the way I will today. Not on Fox, anywhere else. I'm going to give you data that we had to go into the deep, dark recesses of, I don't know, leftist buttocks in order to find this, but we did. So what are the numbers? The Wuhan virus, coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccines are mass murder weapons, deadlier than guns, tanks, and cannons combined. That's what these guys wrote in this article. This surfaced after an analysis of figures from the CDC revealed that 61,000 people, supposedly in the prime of their lives, ages 25 to 44, died of vaccine-related causes in the U.S. in the fall and winter of 2021. Now, I'm going to give you a stat that will blow your mind. I looked this up, and we're going to talk about this later in the broadcast. But I looked it up, and of the millions of clinical trials that have been done, millions of people that have gone through clinical trials, there's only registered 8 deaths that I could find. I know there's more, and they even allude to it. They say, we know there's more. But what I want to tell you is 61,000 people. I'll put this in perspective later in the broadcast. I swear you're going to want to stick around. 61,000 people in the prime of life died from this vaccine in the fall and winter of 2021. That's a short period, folks. That's only half the year. We're not talking about the older people. We're talking about people in their prime. We're 25 to 44. Do you understand what that means? That is when you're supposed to live. I want to live. 25 to 44. So what about over 44 to 70? What do you think those numbers would be? Anyway, these numbers surface. Now, and I'm going to tell you something else. That number is low. The 61,000. Now, I will tell you this. The number that I just gave you and what I've researched about clinical trials and death during clinical trials is probably more than all the clinical trials done in a decade. Just that number. Now, again, they can't register all the numbers in those clinical trials because what happens is once somebody dies in a clinical trial, they tend to shut it down. And I'm going to get into all of this later. I just want to give you some food for thought. Imagine you have a drug and you say, okay, I need 100 people to do a clinical trial. And one of them dies. Just one. Your clinical trial is at risk. You shut it down. You're supposed to report stuff. And I want you to understand, we had 61,000 people die during this mass, quote, clinical trial. And they still push this date on. Now, I've already talked about this guy, Edward Dowd. He's the one that did it. He looked at the charts, et cetera, and he says, basically, you see that millennials experience 84% excess death in the fall and winter of 2021. So excess deaths accelerated when mandates and boosters hit. That is the only correlation for this. And he says, this age group is important, and you know why. That is the healthiest age group. You've built up your antibodies, and your body's ready to go. This is when you're in the prime of your life. This is, you know, except for Tom Brady and George Foreman, you know, that can go a little farther. This is when you are the most athletic, when your testosterone is, you know, I'm not going to say it's peaking because they say it peaks at 17, but when it's all put together for you to peak and be at the best. He says, so this is devastating evidence that the vaccines are causing this age group to die, get this, at an accelerating rate. Life insurance companies sounded this when there were over 100,000 excess deaths per month, which, by the way, is happening right now in this country. That should be enough for you to go, whoa, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some pimping in it. as a Murphy Lee, he used to sing with Nelly. Oh, man. 61,000 people. He says that's the Vietnam War event that just occurred to the millennial generation. He said 58,000 people died in the Vietnam War. China, by way of these vaccines and Dr. Fauci, killed more people than died in the entirety of the Vietnam War. And Fauci says, they're going to come after me because they're going to try to blame this on me because the efficacy of whatever. I got to use that word when I'm talking about him. The only thing that can possibly point at what this is are the vaccines. He knows they're the culprit. He noted that the acceleration started in the summer when the mandates started hitting in August and September. And by the way, this is why I told you these suckers are going to back away and go, no, we didn't mandate it. We just suggested it. You're going to watch companies drop the mandate. They're going to take it out of their literature. It's going to leave all their handbooks, et cetera. And even though they claim they have all this immunity because they were, even though in violation of the Geneva Convention and they issued this Emergencies Act that made it all legal, don't think for one second this is going to be the end of it. I already told you, the law, the legal people are prepping, the lawsuits are prepping, the families are getting ready to go, and when they hit that button, that ring that Pavlov's bell, people are going to be coming to the trough, and good for them, because this crooked government had the data. It doesn't count when they know you manipulated the data, and that's what's going to burn every one of these corporations. Get your money out of anybody that mandated back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Western leaders meeting in Brussels today agreed to strengthen their forces in Eastern Europe, increase military aid to Ukraine, and tighten their sanctions on Russia as Moscow's assault on its neighbor enters its second month. In a display of unity at an unprecedented triple summit of NATO, the G7, and the European Union, the military alliance announced new battle groups to be stationed at 4 Eastern European countries. The U.S. and Britain expanded their sanction blacklist. Countries announced new packages of military and humanitarian aid and promises to take in refugees. The EU announced steps to wean itself off of Russian energy. A subvariant of Omicron, now called BA2, accounts for over 35% of COVID-19 cases in the U.S., according to the CDC. The variant is most prevalent in the Northeast, accounting for more than 50% of COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News. The CEOs of several major airlines are asking the White House to lift the COVID-19 precautions for travelers, including mask mandates. In a letter to President Joe Biden, Airlines for America, a trade group, wrote, "The high level of immunity in the United States, the availability of high-quality masks for those who wish to use them, widespread vaccine availability, and newly available therapeutics provide a strong foundation for the administration to lift the mask mandate." Transportation Security Administration announced last month that it was extending the mask mandate on public transportation until April 18. Federal law gives prisoners facing execution the right to have a spiritual advisor in the death chamber who can touch them, according to the Supreme Court. The ruling came in the case of Texas inmate John Henry Ramirez, whose lethal injection was scheduled for early September, but was blocked by the court to consider his appeal. He said the state violated his religious rights by refusing to let his pastor pray and perform the laying on of hands. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just a healthy reminder, if you plan on having any sexual fun this weekend, throw a glove on it, 2 masks, 4 condoms, and after you're done, just do a light grazing on your genitals with a Clorox wipe. It'll sting a bit, but better to be safe. Have fun.
Welcome back. Tyler Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. If you get a chance, check him out on YouTube or wherever he's posting. But he's a funny dude. he does Fauci, pardon me, as good as anybody. And he cracks me up. Because Fauci's advice makes as much sense as that. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you guys are hanging out here with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Fauci helped the Chinese design a bioweapon, did gain-of-function research, it unleashes into the American population. He then, instead of letting us take regular things that would have worked for fractions of a dollar, he decided to embolden, empower, and enrich the pharmaceutical industry for trillions of dollars, and effectively ends up killing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And he wonders why the GOP is going to look into him when we take over the Congress in 2022, later this year. Welcome back, people. Fauci's already got his running shoes on. He's got his bug out bag. And in the next few months, he's going to suddenly retire. You know, I wanted to spend some time. It's probably time that I do this. There's no question. The efficacy of my time off needs to occur now because, you know, things are getting more clearer. With the safety factors that are in play. I mean, he's going to just give you some gobbledygook so he can get the heck out. You know what? No, I'm not going to miss him, but I don't want any more Faucis. Rand Paul said, break it up. Never let another Fauci come to be. Because Dowd, the guy who looked at the data that the CDC now admits exist. You listening to me, Gestapo out there? The people who said, Kevin, you're giving wrong information? He said, why would you do this? He says, there's 2 ways to look at it. Good old-fashioned power and greed, or a plan that was hatched by some very real people. He says, I'll err on the side of power and greed for now. But he says, as you know, as we roll through this very active fraud, it's being exposed. There's more and more evidence coming to the front that this is part of a bigger, grand plan. already told you what the grand plan is. I know, Kevin, you sound conspiratorial, black man. I don't know if I can keep listening to you if it's conspiratorial. You're sounding like Alex Jones. Well, maybe so. But I'll tell you this, my mama didn't raise no fool. My grandmother didn't, as she raised me. And I know what to look for. And I've asked myself this question many times. Why would you be working on a vaccine for people 0 to 5 when they don't die? Why would you be, putting this vaccine with old people in order to kill them off? Because the flu would have done it. But more importantly, why are you demanding that people in the prime of life take a vaccine for a disease that has the virus that has a chance of a 0.1% chance of killing them? Why would you do this? And then take it on down the line to 0 to 5. Oh, do you remember the other day I reported that that data has been completely redone? Now they said, oh, you know what? We had a software error when we were reporting children under 5 dying from Wu flu. They certainly have had a lot of things come to fruition all while the war rages in Ukraine. Dowd called this a war on people. He says this is a worldwide tragedy, and it's a war. And whether the government knew it was a war on people, they're certainly currently at war on their own people, and it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. He said this. A board member of a German insurer approached him 2 weeks ago to reveal that the government was underreporting vaccine-related injuries by a factor of 25 to 1. That's based on approximately 3 million Germans, 3.6% of their total population who were injured by vaccines enough to seek medical treatment. Do you remember what the statistics are for people dying from this disease? Does anybody remember? Less than 1%. But 3.6% of the total population of Germany were injured. He says the government's not going to be able to hide the data because more deaths will be occurring from people who shouldn't be dying. Citing more figures, Dowd said that over the 65 demographic saw 306,000 excess deaths in the second half of the year until February. Says this is a World War II event, noting that over 291,000 Americans died in the war. They killed off old people. Think about it. A vaccine, if you will, that kills off old people in record numbers, 306,000 excess deaths, kills off people in their prime. Talk about population control. So as the numbers pour in, the Democrats shift our attention to Ukraine. But Dowd said this, we just literally had a war here on our soil. We're at war with someone, and it's occurring. And what are we doing? We're running off talking about other stuff. But let me give you some more stuff. And what should come as no surprise to anyone with a brain, Pfizer lied about their vaccine adverse effects. And you can bet everybody in the food chain from Fauci to Joey Demento knew about the potential effects of vaccines that they forced on millions of Americans. And I got no problem, folks, telling you people, I told you so. I told you so. I had clowns arguing with me on this point. And you want to know what their argument centered around? Science. And experts. I can tell you, I knew from Jump Street, as we say, there was no science, and these experts were nothing but paid hooligans. They might as well just hired SEIU union people to come crack you in the knees. In this case, just stab you in the heart. The cure was more dangerous than this disease, much more dangerous. And I'll tell you, I got a PhD in common sense, and I knew it. I called foul from the beginning. I told you people, when they said openly, we are counting all COVID deaths, regardless of how you died, if you have it, I said, there's the money grab, and there's the skewing of the numbers. The second thing I told you, I said, the number of people actually dying from COVID is much less. And so take the, and I said the number of people who've gotten it is much greater, and the number of people who are dying are much less, which means it was never at 1%. It was a fraction of 1%. That's what I said from the very beginning, because I didn't need any kind of degrees to know what was happening. I could just, it was in the paper, it was right in front of your faces. And then what did we find out? Oh, we got to take the shot. Well, then they started ridiculing. Oh, hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. The stuff that was working in France, it was working in various countries in Africa. It was working in Taiwan. It was working all over the world. And no, we've got to rush and get these vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. We must get a vaccine. And you know what you're going to find out about the vaccines? Everybody who profiteered from it had their finger in the pie, and they were the ones telling us, get the vaccines. Don't take ivermectin. Don't take hydroxychloroquine. You're going to find out they were all connected through the money. Follow the money. Easy to do. But we don't have a thing called journalism anymore. We've got hacks. The same way we've got comedic hacks. Hey, by the way, did I mention our comedy tour is going to start? If you want to support it, go to the website, donate. If you want to sponsor it, go there and tell us, Kevin, I got a Tea Party group. I got a Trump supporting group. We're going to put it on for you. We know we can get at least 200 people there, whatever. Let's do it. We're going to bring comedy back. We're going to bring truth back. And we're going to talk about everything. And we're not going to care about it. Anyway, back to the cure, this virus, this vaccine that these people forced on people, kill people, tragic stories. And here's what I remember me bringing this up. I said, where are the tragic stories? They would tell you, oh, this person didn't get their shot and they so wish they'd gotten their shot. They're in the hospital going, I wish I'd gotten my shot. But they didn't tell you a single tragic story about the people who died, who took this stupid vaccine because they were forced to. Their employer made them do it. The government mandated it or whatever. They thought, they panicked and they took it. You didn't see any sob stories. Well, you know what? We might just make a documentary about it. And we might just get everybody in the food chain in trouble for it. And get the whistleblowers, the people who are really trying to make a difference. Let's get them some spotlight. It's time the truth comes out. Here's a summary. I'm just going to get to one of these because we're going to have to go to a break. A small batch of documents released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in mid-November 2021 revealed that in the first 3 months of the COVID jab rollout, Pfizer received 42,086 adverse event reports that included 1,223 deaths. The data I'm about to reveal to you in the next segment, it's going to move fast, but it will be mind-blowing. Stick around. It's worth it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Pfizer fudged the data. The CDC fudged the data. Everybody's now correcting the data. And now they want to back away and pretend, oh, no, nothing happened, man. You didn't see anything here. What car wreck? What train wreck? Who threw the baby out with the bathwater? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. I tell you, I'm going to tell you a lot of good things today. You're not going to want to miss it. Call a friend. Phone a friend right now. 844-551-8255. If you want to get in touch with me, or just go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So we know that there were 42,086 adverse effects in the first 90 days of this test, these clinical trials, 1,223 deaths. Now, I don't know how many people were getting shots and tested, but 1,223 deaths is enough for somebody to stand up and go, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to have to move quickly on this segment because I'm going to tell you what usually happens. So they said the first really large tranche of Pfizer documents, 10,000 pages, released on March 1st by the FDA of this year, included 9 pages of recorded side effects of about 158,000 different health problems. Now, look, I've seen the commercials where they say might cause... But if you have to list 158,000 things that this causes you, that's enough to make people take pause. I don't know what the most minor of those 158,000 were, but that is a lot of side effects. So Pfizer knew early and often, like the Democrats vote, that the shots were dangerous. These numbers are far greater than those expected to shut down clinical trials, but the Biden administration cloaked Pfizer and other snake oil manufacturers under the blanket of immunity under this Emergency Authorization Act. And they think they're going to get away with it. And they might have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those meddling black kids, Kevin Jackson. This is the summary. After an initial case of reports, what they call case report forms, they reveal significant data collection errors and anomalies. Problems include patients entered into the, quote, healthy population group who were far from healthy. Serious adverse events, they call them SAE numbers, were left blank. Sample barcodes that were missing. At least the one death of a patient the day before being listed as being a medical checkup. And second doses that were administered outside the 3-week protocol window. There are also questions as to whether participants were properly observed for the adequate amount of time. Plus, adverse events were listed as not serious despite extended hospital stays and much more. Folks, they were jacking with you with everything. You take the shot. What did Biden say? You get the shot, it's a lot less. First of all, you're not going to get sick. But if you get sick, remember I did the whole Fauci thing? You know, the shot, you must take the shot and get the booster. You get boosted, you're not going to get sick. But we do have cases where you might get sick. But if you get sick, it won't be quite as bad as it would be had you not gotten the shot. But in the event that it is worse than if you hadn't gotten the shot, well, you go to the hospital. But it won't be as bad of a hospitalization as if you hadn't gotten the shot. But if it does happen that it is bad, that it is worse, and the efficaciousness of the vaccine turns out to be worse, you probably will not have to go into the intensive care. But if you do go to the intensive care, it's just like this litany of, it's not supposed to happen, but if it does, well, then this. And if it does, well, then this. And then finally at the end, it probably wouldn't kill you, but it would be better than if you had gotten the shot. But you could die. But you won't die as horribly as you did as if you didn't get the shot. Man. So, the majority of these case review forms were from Ventavia-run trial sites. And Ventavia is facing a lawsuit by a person named Brooke Jackson, a former regional director who was fired, shortly after she had concerns about potential data. Here it comes, folks. Falsification, poor laboratory management to the attention of the FDA and higher-ups in the company. And what did they do with this person who was doing the right thing? They fired her. Holy mother of Aaron Brockovich, where's Aaron when we need her? So I got curious as to what the protocols require when clinical trials go bad and how many people do die during clinical trials. And in researching the second question, I learned that they don't actually know how many people died during clinical trials. Despite the left's cry, folks, of science, which implies that they're going to follow a scientific method, it turns out that few of the clinics actually do. And here's what Mercola, this is a website, reported. A clinical trial must report any SAE, serious adverse effects, to the Institutional Review Board. As the FDA defines, SAEs include death, life-threatening harms, hospitalization, disability or permanent damage, birth defects, injuries requiring intervention to prevent impairment, or other serious events. That's what they're supposed to report. And they didn't. So if these rules are if these are the rules, my question was, how often are they followed? Inadequate and underreporting of trial results, especially safety results, quote, is common, wrote the authors of a 2015 study that was published in the BMC Medicine. Their analysis of 300 trials with SAEs found that slightly more than a quarter simply did not publish their results. Nearly one-third did not correctly publish the number of SAEs. For the remaining trials, 13% didn't mention SAEs, 2% reported none, 16% did not report the total numbers of SAEs per treatment group. So, in fact, only 11% accurately published and described their serious events. Although we do not know which the true results are, we believe these discrepancies clearly outline problems in the reporting of SAEs, concluded the authors. Yep. So here's what I say to you folks. Pfizer and their enablers had no intention of reporting serious adverse effects or anything negative following their death pokes. Further, these death merchants knew there would be little to no oversight. Now, here's another study. In 2014, they explored discontinued randomized clinical trials. Here's an international team of researchers. They discovered discontinuation was common. Nearly a quarter of all trials ended early. Yet little more than a third reported to ethics committees. And when they did, the most frequent reason cited for discontinuation was poor recruitment. Yet a small percentage, 2.4, ended due to harm, while the same proportion were aborted for unknown reasons. Well, here's what I would tell you. If they followed protocol for this stupid, absolutely insane, woo-foo nonsense that we went through, they would have shut this thing down within 2 weeks. That's what I'll tell you. You can look at these numbers any way you want. 25% of these things, these studies ended early, but only 33% reported to the ethics committees, and they wouldn't tell you why. They didn't tell you because people died or whatever else. But it gets worse, people. I want to give you the deaths. In a 2001 paper, a guy named Shamu found 878 institutional incident reports filed. 41 investigations were made and only 8 deaths reported to the Office for Human Research Protection among the 70 million human subjects during a 10-year period ending in August of 2000. Of the incident reports, he found 44% included adverse events. Now, here's what I want to tell you. 70 million human subjects over these various clinical trials that they tested, and 8 deaths were reported, okay? And I gave you the number of these that get shut down. Just think about those numbers and throw in any of these numbers. 61,000 deaths of people ages 25 to 44. 306,000 deaths of people over 44 or over 65 or whatever it was I said earlier. They would have shut this down immediately. They went on to say this, because any death, whether occurring in a car crash, by suicide, or as a result of the research itself, must be reported. Shamu calculates 8 deaths is too small for a number for those millions of people, and this leads to the inescapable conclusion that research institutions supported by the NIH are failing to report or are not accurately reporting adverse events, including deaths. Now, that's the lay of the land with regular stuff, regular clinical trials. This one that they forced on you, they had to pull teeth to get the data. You got the data. It was far worse than anything that we've even talked about with all the stuff that the NIH is doing. So I want you to think about that. Would you want to be a human guinea pig to anything that the NIH is doing, much less be forced to be a human guinea pig? This data, when we get our mind off of Ukraine and all this other nonsense and we find out what's really on Hunter's note laptop, this is going to be an absolutely huge story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.